Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
This summer, a group of hackers in Las Vegas proved they could easily break into certain voting machines. After reading news reports of the hackathon, officials realized many of those same machines are still used here in Virginia. The state's IT agency rounded them up and ran some tests of their own. The results concerned Virginia's commissioner at the Department of Elections. Friday, he called an emergency meeting of the board. Alex Blakemore with Virginia Verified Voting remembers the results of a similar security review back in 2015.
The machines were unbelievably vulnerable. They had Wi-Fi on them, which why would you want Wi-Fi on a voting machine? You could hack in remotely. The password was ABCDE.
While those particular models were scrapped right away, the General Assembly gave localities until 2020 to get rid of similar machines. But after Friday's vote by the Board of Elections, that deadline has moved up to this November. Walt Latham is vice president of the Registrars Association.
They're going to do what it takes to make it work because there's no one in Virginia who cares more about the integrity of the election process than the people who wake up every day working in it.
Most precincts now use paper ballots that are scanned, but those localities that haven't switched over yet could be in a tough spot financially. 12 cities and counties, many in Southwest Virginia, had not planned to purchase new equipment before November's election. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.